Hey friend, it's Corey Robinson with NBC Sports. Let's talk some story. Couple updates in NCAA Division I football. The NCAA Division I Council waived the initial counter scholarship limits for 2 years. This is important. Let's back up. There are 85 total scholarships for any given team, 25 initial counters per year. And what does that mean? This limit is for high school prospects and transfers. Okay, so now they've waived that limit of 25 initial counters. Why? Well, because of the tremors that we've experienced in the NCAA generally with name, image, and likeness and this no penalty transfer rule, you're starting to see coaches and administrators struggling to field teams. Like, you might not have enough people on your team, particularly in college basketball. That's where it's catastrophic. But in football, the fact that the NCAA would address this right away in its biggest property, football, just shows you the immensity of this problem. Let me give you a quick personal story. So when I was in college at Notre Dame, I had friends who played different sports who transferred. You have to understand the trauma that came with transferring back in the mid-2010s. Because back then, when you consider transferring, you consider sitting out a year. And sitting out a year for someone who's dedicated their life to a thing, to a sport, is not a desirable outcome. That is, in fact, a nightmare scenario for the vast majority of athletes who play at this level. This is your life. And in some cases, this is where you feel most comfortable. This is like your safe spot. So whenever you're stressed out or whenever you're angry or whenever you're sad or heartbroken, you know, whenever you're most joyful, most you, when do you feel most like yourself? You ask most Division I athletes who play at this level, they would say when I'm on the field or on the court playing the sport that I love, that's where I feel most like myself. That's where I've always gone to cope with whatever's going on in my life, right? Sport for a lot of people is that emotional support. So to take that away from someone when they're in that age range of 18 to 22, a very vulnerable age, where you're trying to figure out a lot about yourself, that was a daunting thing. That was not something to be taken lightly. And thus, not a lot of people transferred, unless it was like absolutely worst case, where it's like, I cannot survive here anymore. I have to go. And it was something we all lamented, but we understood. Do what you got to do. But then you kind of take on that same risk where, what if I go to another school, try to start over, sit out a year, and then the coaches that recruit me leave or get fired, or they recruit someone else they love more. I'm in the same scenario. I'll never see the field. Is it worth it? Now, that's not an issue. And you're seeing people take advantage of that. And they say, okay, this is freedom movement. This is free agency. And in some cases, you're seeing people do that in bunches. And once again, college basketball, that's the most interesting to me and compelling. You have 3-4 players on a team leaving, transferring. The second thing that really piqued my interest was this idea of letting the conferences decide who would play in the title game. I think that's a no-brainer because the title game is essentially a feeder into the college football playoff, right? So with the advent of college football playoff and this idea of, well, let's expand the college football playoff, representation is key. Cincinnati was the first group of five school to make it into the college football playoff last year. Will that happen again? Expansion in theory should encourage you and say, yeah, there are more spots for teams like Cincinnati. But with this idea that the divisional format is going away, now would you really tell me, could you really tell me with a straight face that you believe Cincinnati would get in over the loser of the SEC title game? I think there are going to be some scenarios where we see both the winner and the loser of the title games for some of these Power Five schools go in lieu of some of the Group of Five schools or the schools that it's supposed to serve. So that concerns me. Either way you look at this, I think that the NCAA, in this moment of crisis, responding in real time is promising, but also understanding how we're still reeling from the effects of name, image, and likeness and this no penalty transfer rule. How will some of these decisions age? Are we just creating more tremors for us to deal with, for the next generation to deal with? Kind of like this idea of what does amateurism look like that worked for a while until it didn't work and now it's completely broken? Are we creating extra knots for us to untangle in the future that we don't have the answers to? That concerns me. I'm Corey Robinson with NBC Sports. I'd love to hear what you think. Please reach out to me on social media using the hashtag CoreyStory.